Blog Talk Radio.
To your queen, Real Delia.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another exciting episode of Freaky Friday, Friday the 13th edition. And on Fridays, I am Juicy Lucy.
All right. Good morning to you, Juicy Lucy. Good morning to you, Queen Georgia Brown Sugar.
Good morning, everybody. On Fridays, I am making you weak at the knees until your toes curl.
All right. Good morning to you, make you weak at the knees until your toes curl. Good morning to you, Queen Zoila.
Good morning, queens and kings out there. It's another Freaky Friday, y'all. And y'all know what time it is. On Fridays, I transform into Dominatrix Z. So all y'all freaks, wake up, call in, listen.
That's right. Come on out. Come on out, you freaks. The freaks come out in the morning.
Okay.
Good
over
morning,
here.
Everybody.
Yes.
Go ahead. Today is January the 13th, Friday the 13th. Tomorrow is my mother's birthday. Happy birthday to Miss Maria Beard.
Yes. Happy birthday, Queen.
Happy birthday.
83. Yeah, I think she's going to be 83. Yeah, I think 83 years old.
Beautiful.
I'm blessed to have my mother still here. Yes. And happy birthday to all the Capricorns out there. We're going to get into our, of course, on Freaky Fridays, so we start our mornings off with music. This segment is called New Music Friday, of course, Love It or Leave It. And it could be music that we just not have heard on this platform. It don't have to be just brand new out in 2023 or 2022. It could be new music that we just never really heard on this platform. And I'm going to start it off with that being said with, of course, I love this song about AK. Anthony AK King is a great songwriter, great singer. And I just love his, you know, this album that he released back in, I think, 2011, I want to say. That's what it says here, the AK Experience. And I just love this song. Every time Jay plays it, it makes me feel some kind of way. It makes me feel good. Let me see. Well, it's actually this whole album, but there's two of them on here. I already played You Turn Me On. I love that one. And then let me see, where is it? I'm Going to Make It. I love that one. I'm going to make it. So that's the one I'm going to play right now. And then we'll get
all
into
right.
some other new songs. All right, y'all. does this. Okay, hold on. start the morning off. You're going to make it through anything. All right, Anthony, A.K. King, the A.K. Experience. Of course, I love it. I played it. I wanted to play it. I couldn't wait to play it because I just love listening to the song. So I'm definitely love it. All right, Dominatrix Z, love it or leave it.
Love it.
Love it.
You know, I am friends with Anthony, A.K. King. I mean, like barely. I really don't know him that well. But since I've been in the fold with, you know, Queens and Kings in the Morning, I've gotten to know him. And great guy. You know, a little batshit crazy from time to time, but he's an awesome, incredible singer, musician, writer, producer, all of that. I got nothing but love for him and this song.
Very true. Very true. didn't even set out to be a singer-songwriter. You know, his first love is dance. Yeah. King
of Pop.
Oh,
that's right. He didn't again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and this was his first album, so for me, I mean, it sounds relevant as it was back then, I'm sure, but it seemed like it's just, you know, you can relate to it now in 2023. He made this in 2011. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Make you weak at the knees. Love it or leave it.
I digress. Pass me, please.
Okay. All right. All right. Juicy Lucy.
Juicy Lucy is really low energy this morning. I'm sorry. I was up and down all night. But I think I love it. I was half asleep, to tell you the truth. So I'm about to sit up so I can wake up.
Okay, yeah, because I know you work overnight. Okay, so, all right. Love it. All right, let's keep it going with Still Wonder featuring Robert Glasper and Alex Isley. Now, Alex Isley is Ernie Isley's daughter. So let's get into
That's
it.
Right.
This is you brought that to the table. Zoila, let's get into it.
Yeah.
Still Wonder featuring Robert Glasper.
Hard to assess how I feel nowadays. Think in my mind something changed. Struggling here in the interface. In between self-love and the loss of you. Moving in time and I know the truth. Roof down just what we were meant to do. It's a hard pill too, cause I still wonder about you. Thank you.
love it. I love it. It's a nice groove.
Yeah.
I love Robert Glass for anything. It's usually anything that he's on, I'm interested in listening to. And then Alex Isley, you know, I've checked her out recently, maybe some few months ago. Didn't realize that was Ernie Isley's daughter, but she got some great music out, some great tracks. So I'm digging it. I love it. All right.
Yeah.
Make You Weak at the Knees.
Nice, jazzy, laid-back feel. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Juicy Lucy. I don't know if she's up.
Love it.
It's a real
nice jam. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's get into. I found this adult soul list. So these are new songs by adults, you know, more mature adults. And I've heard of her before. I don't know if I've heard this song before. Her name is Candace Springs. I like Candace Springs. I downloaded a few of her songs, if not albums. So let's get into this one. It is called, let's see, where's my list at? And then we'll throw in some youngsters in there, too. Candace Springs, A Girl Can Get Used to This, is what the song is called. Let's see, where is it? She also got music with Robert Glasper, too. Yeah, Robert Glasper. He collaborates with a lot of people. Let's see. All right, Candace.
I've never heard of this Candace, but I'm
Oh, really?
I'm
it start with a K? Yeah,
oh,
Candace.
Okay.
Yeah, starts with a K. A-N-D-A. I put it in there. No N. So K-A-N-D-A-C-E, Candace Springs. All right, let me pull up the song if I could find it. Oh, here it is. A Girl Could Get Used to This is what it's called.
Thank you.
playlist, heavy rotation. Not only can she sing, she is a bad Mickey Ficky on that piano. She is bad. I love. That's the first time I've heard this, and I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right, Dominatrix Z.
Love it. Love it. And let me say this. I stand corrected. I said that I had never heard of her before, but actually, I have. I just didn't realize it was the same person. And so in 2022, I was on Facebook one day, just kind of scrolling along, and I see her and her video for the song I just requested, People Make the World Go Round. So I didn't know who she was, never heard of her. I played the video, and I was blown away. I was like, okay, I got to get into more of her music. But unfortunately, I didn't really go check out more at that time, but I'm going to make it a point in 2023 to get into her stuff because she's super talented. You know, I love her style of piano playing, this incredible skills, and her vocals are nice. You know, I love her style. So that's a love it for me.
Yeah, I just was, and I initially heard about Candace, I believe Jay had played something by her. It might have been, I can't remember the exact song. And I went and downloaded that particular album, got, you know, listened to it. But this song right here just hits home for me. And she's just super talented. I was reading up on her. She became a pianist at 10 years old. Her dad was in music, in jazz and that type of thing. So, yeah, she comes from that background. Just 33 years old is all she is. All right. Queen, make you weak at the knees. Love it or leave it.
It's refreshing to hear something different that doesn't sound like everybody else.
Yeah.
So, you know, because I've noticed everything I listen to, like either on the radio or my Sirius XM, everybody sounds alike. And it's refreshing to hear something that somebody's like, let me break out of its mold and let me just be me. So I like it.
Yes. Yeah, it's nice. And Queen Juicy Lucy, love it or leave it?
Juicy Lucy is with the consensus. I love it.
Okay. All right, Candace Springs. Okay, we're going to get it. Okay, we're going to get in one more. This one is... I want to see you guys pop on this one. Oh, this will be the last one.
Okay.
It's a youngster. Her name is Coi Leray. I actually like Coi Leray. She's funny, little quirky little girl. She is the daughter of, what is that? He had created the Source magazine. Or was it the Vibe magazine? I think it's the Vibe magazine. He don't have any neck. He doesn't have a neck. I can't think of his name right now, but that's her daddy.
No Neck Daddy. His name is No Neck Daddy.
No Neck Daddy, yes. I'm going to find his name, but this is Coi Leray.
Head and shoulders.
That's a song right, Head and Shoulders. Her name is Coi Koi Larray. This is her new song called Players.
Cause girls is players too. Yeah, cause girls is players too. Keep it playing, baby. Cause girls is players too. Bitches get money all around the world. Cause girls is players too. What you know about living on the top? Penthouse seats, looking down on the ops. Took them for a test drive, left them on the lot. Time is money, so I spend it on a watch. Hold on, low T showing through the white T. You can see the thong busting on my tight jeans.
Okay.
Rocks on my fingers like a nigga wife me. Got another shorty, she ain't nothing like me.
Yeah.
About to catch another fight.
Yeah.
The apple bottom make him wanna bite. Yeah. I just wanna have a good night. I just wanna have a good night. Hold up, don't know, now you know. If you broke, then you gotta let him go. You could have anybody, any money, mo. Cause when you a boss, you could do what you want. Yeah, cause girls is players too. Yeah, yeah, cause girls is players too. Keep it playing, baby. Cause girls is players too. Bitches get money all around the world. Cause girls is players too. I go on and on and on again. He blowing on my phone, but I'm ignoring him. He thinking he the one, I got like four of him. Yeah, I'm sitting first class like valedictorian. Came a long way from rag to riches. Five-star bitch, yeah, I taste so delicious. Let him lick the plate, yeah, I make him do the dishes. Now he on new stove, cause the bitch we're missing. Sheesh. About to catch another fight. The apple about to make him wanna bite. I just wanna have a good night. I just wanna have a good night. Hold up, if you don't know, now you know. If you broke, then you gotta let him go. You could have anybody, any money, no. Cause when you a boss, you could do what you want. Yeah, cause girls is players too. It's time that we let them know that girls is players too. Keep it playing, baby. Cause girls is players too. Bitches get money all around the world. Cause girls is players too.
Koi Larray. Her daddy is Benzino, Head and Shoulders, Benzino. If you guys remember.
I thought about him.
Yeah, that's him. And Koi Larray, she, you know, trying to make it on her own, do her own thing. And this is one of her latest songs called Player. I like it because it's the old, she got the old school, you know, she sampled the old school music, so that's why I like it. I think it's decent. She's a little girl. She's only probably like 21 or 20-something years old. It is for their generation. I'm sure they would like it. I wouldn't play it. It wouldn't be heavy rotated in my playlist, but I do like it. Dominatrix Z, Love It or Leave It.
Woo! I like it. And since it's got to be one of the two, like it or leave, I mean, love it or leave it, I'm going to say love it, but it's more like a strong like for this particular song. And I haven't checked out her other material, but of course, it's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how it keeps from going under, y'all. That's why I love it. That was my jam back in the day. Y'all forgive my rap skills. It's early, okay? I'm having my coffee. But, it was cool. I mean, I don't know anything about a girl being a player. I've never been a player, but I'm listening to her. And, you know, she appeals to the younger ladies. So, okay, you go, Koi Larray. Mm-hmm. You know?
Koi.
No Neck Daddy did good.
Oh, my God. She looks so much better than her dad. She must have took from her mom. Okay, Queen, Make You Weak at the Knees, Love It or Leave It.
Well, I think she was really brilliant tying the old into the now.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's, you know, knowing that we're going to recognize, don't push me, because I'm close to the edge.
Edge.
It's going to hook up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that's what
she took it
back
she was all
trying
the way
to talk
back.
About women. She was trying to talk about her daddy. She said, I'm trying not to lose my head because he ain't got no neck.
Oh,
Oh, God, save me, save me, save me. Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, I think it's, you know, brilliant because it's going to, we're going to notice it because we hear the beat and we know we would get up and dance to that. The youngsters are going to say, okay, I like that. You know, I've heard this on Sirius. And sometimes I'm flipping around and I'm like, what the? And I thought it was Don't Push Me because I'm driving in traffic. And I'm half tired, and I'm like, y'all don't push me. I'm close to the edge. I'm going to run everybody over. So when I heard the hook, I said, I've heard this before. So I think it was brilliant with her tying it all in.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. She definitely was smart about it. And she's trying to make it up. I've seen her before. She has another song. Like, she has another song called 20, and that was huge. It's huge on, like, TikTok as for, I guess, those dance challenges. And that's what draw me to her. And then, of course, she was in a story. I guess her and her dad was not on the same page. She talked about her dad possibly being with another or with a transgender or anyway. But, yeah.
I remember that story a few months back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No Neck is doing things out there. Okay. Juicy Lucy, Love It or Leave It. Oh, I'm putting the wrong number in 515.
I think I'm with Zoila. I'm kind of a strong like because, you know, it's not really my kind of music. But it is kind of refreshing. You know, yeah, don't push me because I'm close to the edge. Oh, my God. It was so funny when I heard the beat. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It's like a double surprise. It makes me wonder. I'm like, oh, my God. How many? What's that, 80s?
Nope.
80s or 90s, that song. But anyways, yeah, it's a strong like for me. You know, it's not really my vibe. But, yeah, I like it. And it's kind of nice to hear the young people, you know, doing their a little rap that's not so negative and profanity and, you know, violence and stuff. So, you know, it's okay. It's all right. Mm-hmm. You know, my grandson might even like it. I probably should let him hear it.
Mm-hmm.
See what he thinks.
Yeah, Coy Leray Players. It's like a jungle sometime. Now, I remember back in the day, no, it wasn't that song, but that was one of the songs that people used to write the lyrics and then sell them. Like, they would write them on paper at school because everybody wanted to learn the words to these new, you know, the new sound, rap. And I remember being in school, and this guy was selling the lyrics on the paper, and people would buy them. And also, what was the first song with the guys, the first rap that I actually learned was, who it was with Lil D and all them, not Lil D. Everybody know, I can't think of you all, it's early in the morning.
really?
But you guys,
not the Sugar Hill Gang, Rappers Delight?
Yes, the Sugar
Rappers
Hill Gang.
Delight.
That's who I was trying to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? Now, everybody wants to learn those lyrics.
Yeah.
Everyone wanted to learn those lyrics, y'all. And that one, and also, what was the other one? Planet Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Planet Rock. Those were the days, y'all. Those were the days. All right, y'all. We're going to get into our Freaky Friday. That concludes our music segment. New Music Fridays, Love It or Leave It. Of course, I didn't post this morning because I barely did. My alarm went off, so I barely had time. I usually build the show, but I usually complete building the show the day of. And so I woke up a little later than normal to post it on Queens in the Morning Facebook page. Usually I schedule it. Forgot to do it. Was watching the Lakers last night playing Dallas. So that game went into two overtimes. But they pulled it out, thank gosh. All right, let's get into Freaky Fridays and go around. And if we want to see if there's anyone that had some freaky, crazy, strange things that may have happened to them from the last Friday that we spoke. Of course, you could call in. If you're listening through the Internet, call in. The number is 515-605-9376. Hit the number 1. Let us know. Don't be scarred. Or join us in the chat room at thejkingnetwork.com. And you can create a username, password there. All right. Dominatrix Z, we'll start with you. Anything freaky, strange, weird that may have happened since last week?
No, okay. Not since last week. And I had nothing last week. And I had nothing the week before that. I'm on a roll, y'all.
She's taking up sexy angels part for being freakless.
Yeah,
right.
Well, yeah. Make something happen in 20, well, you know, it's 2023.
Yeah.
We're 13 days in. Today is Friday the 13th. I don't know if you believe in that type of shit. I don't. Today is Friday the 13th, though. All right. Make you weak at the knees. Anything has freaky, strange, weird that may have happened since last week?
Hell yeah. No. I'm still trying to figure. I worked a heck of a lot of hours last week, and after I get off of here, I got to get ready to go to work again. Now,
wow.
How in the hell did I agree to work on a Friday, knowing doggone well I usually don't do it? But anyway, so that's freaky. I'm thinking there's like an alter ego that said okay, or either I was tired and didn't hear it. And said, okay. But, so that's freaky to me. And I had to, I mean, I was trying to fight it, too. I'm like, I didn't say I was coming. Oh,
right.
Hell no. So I said, maybe it was my evil twin, Hillis. Phyllis and there's Hillis. So I think it was Hillis who said, yeah, I want mess work. Yeah, well, I'll do it.
Wait, what's your evil twin name?
Hillis. H-Y-L-L. There's Phyllis, and then there's Hillis. Because I always tell myself, don't make me show you my evil twin. And they just crack up. I'm like, it's supposed to rain and that's outside and all that damn noise. Oh, I tried to get out of it. But at least I get off early. So, but, you know, it just picks hell on my body. Nights, mornings, afternoons. I'm like, wait a minute. I can't do this. I'm not a kid. No. So,
yeah.
Anywho. That's the freaky thing and strange that happened to me. I'm pissed. I got to go in. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I thought everybody dropped out. Anyway.
Oh, no, I've been on mute. I'm listening and laughing rather, but yeah. Hillis,
maybe
I like that.
Yeah, Hillis,
Hillis
evil twin
and
going
Hillis.
To work. Yep. They were like, evil twin. What? I'm like, yeah. I said, you see her coming? She, like she's floating. But anywho, that was it. And I don't want, it's supposed to rain. I don't want to be out there in that craziness.
Yeah, you guys are supposed to get rain again up there. Here in L.A., we got sun, and I like it. We're supposed to get some rain tomorrow, and then we are actually going to have a nice week. I'm next week, so I'm loving it. The sun is out, the sky is clear, a couple of clouds here and there, and it's cold, but I love this type of weather. So, and then we are supposed to get some more rain. So what I've done was take these area rugs outside, and I'm getting ready to let them get washed by the rainwater. Come on, I want it to come down just like it. I wish I would have put them out there when it came down like crazy. So we'll see. So I was like, I might as well take advantage of this water since they, you know, limit us on water any darn way. But, yeah, I heard Northern California, you guys got to prepare for another storm that's coming.
I think Yeah, it's ridiculous. And I'm like, I don't want to be out there. These people drive like they're maniacs, and then you got the fools that still want to go up to Tahoe. With all that snow, then they stuck.
Yeah,
they can't get it. It's beautiful. I love seeing snow. I don't like living in snow. I don't like shoveling snow. I learned that when I was in New Jersey and tried. I said, hell no. And I see the kids out there. Your stance is all wrong. You're not dressed properly. I said, you want a job? I said, now you do it properly.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm looking at the app now, so it's saying next week you guys are going to have some sun. That'll be great. L.A. is going to be beautiful next week. It is going to be cold but beautiful. We're going to get rain tomorrow, 100% tomorrow. I'm thinking all day, and then Sunday, 50%, Monday, 70%. You guys are looking at, Sacramento is looking at 90% today, 100% Saturday, 60% Sunday, Monday, 90% Tuesday. You got some sun, 40% next Wednesday, and then after that, you guys are good. But you're going to be cold, 39 degrees.
Okay. Oh, you know what? Can I say one more thing? Because it was funny
sure
to me after I thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, after I had talked to you guys, I had to go for my doctor's appointment.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, and I drove, and I said, oh, that's a good part. And I backed in, and something said, turn around. I saw a tree, and you know them trees been falling here.
Yeah.
And the tree looked like it was leaning. I said, oh, hell no. And I was raining. It was, no, this was the day before yesterday. And it was raining. I didn't care. I ran. I said, nah, not today. I'm not going to be greeting the tree. I parked so far away, and I didn't care how soaked I got, but I was not getting taken out by that tree.
And you don't want to park by no tree.
No.
And the wind, you know, the wind, you guys, I wonder if you guys are going to get any wind with it this time or just rain. But, yeah, the wind was blowing out here last night. You could hear it whipping. We haven't had our horrible Santa Ana winds, thank gosh. Where we're getting mostly out here is those sinkholes. Those sinkholes are ridiculous out here. People walking. And I'm like, why are you walking close to it? You see that it already. So this man is walking, and it's already a sinkhole. It already fell in, but he's a little, you know, closer than he's doing his, I guess he lives up that way. And he's doing, I guess, his walk. And And soon he walked, a piece of the earth falls down into the sinkhole. And he, you know, moved out in time. But I'm like, dude, why are you even, I would have been way, but I guess he said, well, I want to be by the mountain either. Because it's
well,
a big-ass mountain right there. It's the road. And then there's this huge sinkhole. It's right up here in Chatsworth. I don't think it's the same one. It's a different one than the one before. But it's just getting larger and larger.
I can guess what he looks like. Because I know he ain't black.
Yeah, you know he ain't black. You already
that curious. We are not. I'm sorry. It may sound racist, but we ain't that curious.
I know. But we are not just going to be that curious. I like it. Like I said, I'll see it from afar. I don't need to see a big sinkhole.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want. If that portion of the ground is soft and it keeps falling in and you're just basically, it's the road, so you know the road is divided with a double line. So he's on the side of the line where the sinkhole is. There's another side, but there's also a huge mountain on that side. So I don't know if he's saying, well, I don't want anything falling rocks to be on me. One thing I'm not going to do is be walking on that road.
Okay.
Not at
maybe
the time.
He thinks, maybe you're going to try to find, excuse me, that new show La Brea. You know, them folks.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I saw that. I never watched that. But
I watched about 2 minutes of it and said, nope.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's a little strange, but a whole
world
upon it.
Do you know what is good out there or what is strange or what is interesting? I haven't checked it out yet. It's called Kindred on Hulu. Have you seen the trailers for that?
I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, it's a black woman married to a white man, and she keeps having these out-of-body experiences, and she's going back as a slave. And it's like
I saw the preview for it.
You saw it? Yeah.
I saw the preview, you know, the trailer.
It's deep. It's deep,
okay.
Y'all. She's going back, and it's real. She is actually going back. In slavery days, she's a slave, and she's trying to help. But she goes back into reality in 2023.
Mm.
And her husband is like, it is, I haven't watched it yet, but I've seen the, and I saw the trailer of it. I said, man, I got to make time for this. I want to watch this series. So it's going to be very interesting.
I'm adding that.
Say that again.
I said I'm going to add that because with this rain,
yeah,
I'm not going anywhere. So.
Mhm. Yeah. When it rains, I'm going to get some time in too. Binge watch. I still got to binge watch the movie you were telling me about. I'm gonna watch it this week when it rains Saturday.
Reasonable Doubt. Yeah. When you watch Reasonable Doubt.
That is on my list. All right. Juicy Lucy. Anything strange, weird?
Well, nothing exactly that happened to me, but since we were talking about TV shows and movies and such, for the past week, I don't know why, but for some reason I was late getting started watching my Christmas movies. So now I'm trying to watch the Christmas movies before they go away. Which is funny in and of itself. My grandson, I can't believe I'm watching Christmas movies.
I'm with your grandson.
Yeah. And my best friend also, they all think I'm weird, but that's okay. People have been thinking that for years, so maybe it's true. Anywho, this one wasn't a Christmas movie, but I watched this movie because of the title. And the title of the movie was Who Made the Potato Salad?
I can imagine. What this movie is called? I've never heard of it.
Well, it's definitely a B or possibly a C or D movie. But it stars Jaleel White from Family Matters. You know Steve Urkel?
Yeah.
And so he's one of the primary characters in the movie. And he is a police officer. You know, he's a police officer in San Diego. And he gets engaged to his girlfriend, but he's never met her family. And so they get on the train and they go to LA to meet her family, and her family is off the hook, ghetto, thuggish. The father is a former Black Panther member and hates cops. And so he keeps calling him a pig. They keep trying to make him report.
Oh my God.
It's one of those movies, kind of like, you know, like I'm gonna get you, sucker, and you know, and Low Down Dirty Shame. It's, you know, it's a spoof movie, but it's really funny, and of course it has a happy ending and everything. But it's a stupid movie. Who Made the Potato Salad? Oh, and the reason why the title Who Made the Potato Salad? Because like I told you, everybody is off the hook and crazy, right? Like real ghetto thug family. This isn't a Christmas movie, actually, but anywho, it takes place at Thanksgiving, that they go back for Thanksgiving dinner to meet the family. And you know, he's going to, you know, ask for the daughter's hand in marriage, even though she already said yes and all that jazz. But I'm, you know, going to ask the father's permission, right? But they're at Thanksgiving dinner, and the fiance's sister is super sensitive about her potato salad. Because in the past, they've said it was too dry. Last year, she didn't have enough mayo in it. And so he's looking at the potato salad, and he's like, oh, that looks, you know, oh, I'm going to have some potato salad. Who made the potato salad? And all hell breaks loose. She went smooth off because she didn't want nobody to ask her who made the potato salad. The whole Thanksgiving dinner fell apart just because he said, who made the potato salad?
I've never heard of it. Two, I'm looking at the cast, so I know it's funny. Like you said, Jaleel White is in there, but not only is Jaleel White in there, Eddie Griffin is in there.
Eddie Griffin is awesome.
Mike Poyer is in there. Clifton Powell is in there. So and Ronaldo Ray is in there, and Tommy Lister.
Ronaldo Ray is Ronaldo Ray is the fiance's grandfather.
Okay.
And him and the grandmother has dementia, but they still a sexy old married couple. So that part is hilarious too.
I could bet. And this came out in 2006, I think. Go ahead.
Yeah, 2006. But yeah, y'all gotta check it out. It's a really good stupid movie. When you don't want to care about what you're watching, check this out. It'll make you laugh and laugh and laugh.
Yeah, it seemed like it would. It got a 92% liked on Google rating, so I'm gonna check it out. I will check that out. It seemed like it's gonna be funny. I've never heard of it. Who made the potato salad? Wow. Okay. like you said, it's one of the B movies. You know, just like
it's,
you know, what it
intended to be.
Yeah, and exactly, that's what it intended to be. All right. All right, so I'm trying to think of anything, if I noticed anything weird or strange or nothing really. I'm a people watcher too. Like, I just joined this this class, Zumba class, and also, well, it's called, the gym is called Crunch. So I just joined Crunch, and like yesterday, right after we did the show Trivia Thursday, I went to their first class. They got a class called Belly Butt and Thighs. Belly Butt and Thighs. Those are the things that I work on anyway, because, you know, you get older, you know, I'm not working out like I used to. But the class was packed, which I did like. I said, I'm glad, you know, a lot of, and it's not just, of course, it's everybody, men and women in there. It was men and women, mostly majority women, though, all sizes, all colors, but a great class. So, I mean, it wasn't nothing weird or strange, but I just noticed that, you know, this gym, they need to make them bigger. They're just too small because everything is kind of crowded together, and if it's packed, it's not like LA Fitness or 24-Hour Fitness where you got a lot of things going on. But I went to the class, so I was in a secluded little area, but you know how people, you know, they say at the beginning of the year, I'm going to go and work out and all of this. That's what it is. That's why it's so packed right now. So many people up in there. And it was it's people up in there that's just there, though. This is their life. You know how people are addicted to working out? It was a lot of those people up in there. Oh, okay. Okay, I got a call, Zoila.
Yeah, I was going to say something if you didn't see it.
I'd see it. Let me give her a call. Oh, wait, hold on. But, yeah, it was interesting watching people.
Yeah.
People watching is fun.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. it is definitely fun watching. All right, let me get her back on the line.
Yeah, I like to make up stories about the odd things I see about the people.
Please leave your message for 8174498.
Okay, there we go. Let me try one more time. And I'm going to pull out some of the freaky questions that we got. Let's see.
Does anybody else hear a high-pitched whistle?
I do. A pee.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the thing in
Please
my house.
Please leave your message for 8174498.
Okay. Let me tell her I'm trying to call her now. All right. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. Okay. Answer your phone, Zoila. Okay, thank you for saying that because I can't. I'm going to try one more time and see if she responds.
I keep my phone muted, so all my sounds, I don't even know when the text is coming through until later on in the day.
Oh, really?
Please leave your message for 817.
Get that out of there. All right, maybe she walked away, just ran out of selects here.
Georgia, you know. Georgia
number. Hey, please call. She is not ringing, she said. Maybe her phone is missing. I keep telling her she need to get T-Mobile. It's only $25. If you 50.
Please leave your message for 8
Sounds like it's just going. Let me see. Tiller is going straight to voicemail. She probably just don't have nothing left.
Yeah, switch services, phone, whatever.
Who she used, but she need to get with T-Mobile to voicemail. It's going straight to voicemail.
Yeah, I think she has a Getro.
I've never even
Metro,
or
yeah,
is it Metro?
Yeah, Metro. It's Metro, but it's Getro.
Okay. Oh, it is Freaky Friday the 13th, huh? Let's get some Freaky Friday the 13th things that happen. Okay. Change your provider to T-Mobile. They have a plan called Magenta, and it's only $25. Hold on, T-Mobile.
Give her
Magenta.
A couple of minutes to restart her phone, Steph.
Okay. I was texting her, too, to do that. Okay, so let's look up some things. Let's see what has happened on Freaky Friday. Well, Lisa Presley died. Lisa Marie Presley died yesterday.
Yeah, 54.
54 years old, you guys.
54.
Wow.
What's that?
You know what? When they were showing her in that interview from the Golden Globes, which I don't watch any award shows anymore.
Yeah, me either.
But they showed the clip. She did not look right. I don't know. She looked like she was going through something, like she was wobbling a little bit.
She's probably, stress kills. We know stress kills. And I believe that she was stressed out. Her kid had just committed suicide some months ago. And you could see she just looked bad. And then didn't she do drugs before?
She has a history of drug abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
bad,
before,
you guys. Bad. You know, this lady, again, stress kills. And we don't know how she was feeling after her son, killed himself. I think it was the oldest one. And
so.
She has a set of twins who are 14 years old. And I think something was going on with that situation, her and her husband, or the father. They were going through a custody battle or something. I was like, wow. They said she had a heart attack. Yeah. And this happened at 10-something in the morning. And we found out at 5:30, so I guess they were trying, they worked on her. They brought her post back, according to TMZ. Her ex-husband, who I guess lives on the premises too, doing CPR on her. Yeah.
I was kind of following the story because I think I first was aware of it earlier when she was still alive. That she had basically flatlined. Her heart had stopped, and he did CPR and got her back, and then she was in intensive care at the hospital. And then, last night, I guess maybe a couple hours after she had passed, I saw that she had passed. I was just like, oh, my God. I didn't expect, that. But, yeah, it's very likely. I don't know what drugs that she was abusing, but I know crack and probably meth and heroin, too. I don't know. But I know, like, crack weakens the heart. It messes up the heart.
Oh, yeah,
and,
for sure.
And of course, just any abuse of your body, you're just weakening your systems, any of that stuff, I believe, I've known a lot of people who have been addicted to drugs, close friends and family, and I'm just thankful and blessed that I never went there, because I believe that I have...
Okay.
Addictive personality syndrome, but my addiction, I always say that I've only ever been addicted to men and food, and I've gotten over the men part. I'm still
dealing with the food. Okay. Good one.
I'm going to text you guys the nickname I gave to my ex-boyfriend, but I don't want to say it on the air.
Okay.
Please leave your message for 817.
Not working. Okay. Yeah.
See, I'm the opposite.
Yeah, what?
Oh.
Go ahead.
I was saying I'm the opposite. I'm too damn stubborn to have an addictive personality because I don't like control. I don't like nobody having control over me or anything having control. I'm just, I don't know. Horrible.
Yeah. I used to say back in the day, I was very cautious of getting caught up with the white snow, especially that, you know, or any drug besides. And I don't look at marijuana as a drug. I look at it as a herb.
Right.
But nowadays, I don't know what it is. You know, it's so modified. It's nothing like
right.
it was. I can't mess with it. It, you know, it gives you anxiety. I don't know what the hell it is in this day and time, so I don't mess with it. But I just saw it, Delia. As far as I went is marijuana. The white drug, and I remember specifically, I would never do that. First of all, I was too thin back in the day, and I really ain't trying to get hooked on something. Like you said, control, nothing like that is ever,
mm-hmm.
I could not be under that control. I'm not a pill popper
right.
in a Even if it's a
yeah.
prescribed drug, pills, I don't like taking. I've always had trouble taking pills. I would gag. So I would always have to mash them up and then put them in a substance such as applesauce or something like that to even
mm-hmm.
take it down. So I couldn't do that. I mean, I've graduated. I can now, you know, take vitamins and swallow them, you know, in that manner. But it took me a long time to do that. So, but the drugs, I couldn't know. And then I saw what it did to people.
Right, right, right. I was like, you know, when I came home, and I've been gone for years, 33 years,
mm-hmm.
and I saw people, I knew their name, but I could not place their face. And I'm looking like, who the hell are you? And they, yeah, I was out there, and I'm like, yeah, and it shows, you know, because and it, that is in and of itself made me kind of like, because I no one really sees me the way I grew up with, you know, but because a lot of people are into stuff that I'm not into, and
mm-hmm.
you know, and I can't be controlled. I just, and I'm looking, I go, haven't you learned? We're older. And it hurts, you know, it hurts to see them like that. But that's their, you know, their vice. I let them do it.
Yeah.
I just choose not to. But it just, I don't like it. Boo, like you said. I don't like that control. I don't want
yeah.
nothing controlling me like that.
Yeah,
it's sad.
It is. And I feel, I don't know, you know, we grew up with her dad, you know, the story of his life, and then her, you know, being, she is his only child. She looks just like him. She did leave him some heirs. And the mom is still alive, of course. Her oldest, I think it was her oldest son, but yeah, she was at the Golden Globes. So if you see that picture
yeah.
from the Globes, she looks horrible. She looks sad.
Yes.
Look in her eyes. She just looks so sad. And, yeah. Rest in peace to Lisa
wow.
Presley. Yeah. Wow. 54 years old. Gone that quick.
And can you imagine a mother? She lost her husband, you know,
yep.
Elvis, and then lost a daughter. Man.
No, that's, she did just lose her husband. You're right. Oh yeah, that's right, because they were there at the Gold Globes because the boy who played, I don't know if you guys watched the, Elvis Presley, the movie that had, came out in 2022. Good movie.
I never watched it. They
oh,
said
it's a
it
good
was
movie.
Really good.
Yeah, it was
okay.
good. We went to go see that. So yeah, check that out. It's a good movie. So, yeah, rest in peace to her. All right. Milkshaker Singer. Yeah, we remember her. All right. Let me see. Michael Bay charged with killing the pigeon on the set.
He wanted some swab.
Girl.
He just wanted some swab for dinner.
Well, he he is now charged with killing the pigeon on an Italian set, but he said it didn't happen. So, but he has been charged. And it says filmmaker Michael Bay is now charged with killing a pigeon while directing the film in Italy, but he's firing back, denying it ever happened under his watch. The blockbuster director was hit with charges relating to the murder of the bird, which allegedly happened back in 2018, you guys, on the set of the Netflix Six Underground. Are they serious?
There's no statute of limitations for killing pigeons.
I guess so.
Is that from the Onion? Is that,
I know
that
it does sound like
article
onion.
From the Onion?
No, this one is
crazy.
No, this is TMZ. This is a real story.
Oh my God!
Mm-hmm. This is a real story.
So the pigeons
so,
were picking.
So where was that? That's in Italy.
Charge.
Pigeons are protected species in Italy.
It must be. Okay, it must be. It says right here. It says. Okay, so however, sources connected to the production tell TMZ all the homing pigeons used in the film landed safely during filming. One source told us everyone knows Michael is an animal activist. This would never happen on his set. There are dozens of witnesses who said that this didn't happen. Italian official says otherwise. Prosecutors claim the pigeon was killed by a dolly while Michael was filming in Rome, where it is illegal to harm or kill wild birds. Authorities say someone from the set saw the whole thing, took a photo before reporting it to law enforcement. The allegation isn't that Michael himself harmed the bird, but because he was the director, he's being held responsible for the incident. Michael reportedly tried to get the case thrown out several times, but prosecutors persisted. Well, this is
insane. I know that Rome is like that, though, because if you go to the Colosseum, there's like millions of cats. And I'm like, what the hell? But they feed them. It's sort of like Turkey. You better not mess with them dogs and cats. Everybody takes care of them. Everybody.
Yeah.
But around the Coliseum, I was like, damn, what is this, cat heaven? You know, and are you all love cats? I was like, and then I was like,
I'm afraid of that.
I don't have no food. Stop. Go away.
That's cats in one place, because cats are, they could be dangerous. I mean, any animal could be dangerous, especially when they are in that type. I don't know. I trust dogs more than I trust cats. Let me just say that.
A cat will get you back. They are vengeful. And and the look they give you, I'm like, I know what you better not. Mm-hmm. You better not. Next thing you know, bap, right on my ankle. I'm like, I'm going to knock you out. They're funny to me.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Poor pigeon.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'll take a doggy any day, any time. Over. So, Zoila said she was going to join us in the chat room. Let me try her number one more time just to see. Did I even post that? Oh, yeah, I think I...
Please leave your message for 817.
She needs to go with T-Mobile. She wouldn't have that issue. It's only $25 a month. She got it. Uh-oh. Oh, that must be you, Lucy. All right, let me see. What happened on Friday? What's the weirdest things that happened on Friday the 13th? Let's see. All right, here's some fun facts about Friday the 13th. What to know about the day many people consider unlucky. All right, so let's see. What is Friday the 13th origin? Okay, we don't want that. We don't care. When is the next? We don't care about that. So what does Friday the 13th mean? According to history.com, Western cultures have historically associated the number 12 with completeness, with examples ranging from 12 months in the calendar or 12 days of Christmas to the 12 gods of Olympus. But 13 has a long record of bad luck. Mm-hmm. For example, the ancient code of Hammurabi, one of the oldest legal codes written in the 1700s B.C., reportedly left out a 13th law. The absence was probably a clerical or translation error, but some still point to it for adding negative connotations of the number. Number four, there's a phobia for the day. It's hard to spell. If you're afraid of Friday the 13th, you'll have a phobia known as, now I don't know what this, I cannot pronounce this goddamn long-ass word. It is, I'll try to. It's P-A-R-A, para, and then A-S-K, para ask, A-V-E-D-E, a V-day, K-A-T-R-I-A, Katria phobia. Para ask a vida, Katria phobia. There's also a fancy word for the fear of number 13, which is tris, T-R-I-S, K-A-I, T-R-I-S, K-A-I-D, triskaid, ecophobia. Okay. Not sure how to pronounce it, yeah.
Oh, okay. Fear of Friday the 13th. I was looking for it so I could try to help you. Fear of Friday the 13th is officially called Frigatriskaidecophobia, which refers to the moon god for which Friday is named. And Triskaidecophobia means fear of the number 13. And
yeah,
then the other one for the anxiety, Paraskevadecatriophobia. Yeah. It's too many syllables. It's like 7-8 syllables.
Yeah, it is a very long word. Words that I would use. Words that would be interesting in using. I hear you ladies on the chat room. T-Mobile, $25 a month. Yes, it's $25 a month. You need to call them when you can. And change your provider over. T-Mobile will treat you right. They won't cut you off without you knowing.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm going to let you finish your T-Mobile ad. I think that witches' covens were 13 instead of 12.
Say that again?
I think that that the witches' covens were supposed to be 13 instead of 12.
The witches'
that
what?
Was part of coven, you know, a group of witches.
Coven, yes.
A group was 13. I think.
I don't know.
I might be wrong about that because I'm trying to see if it's anywhere in these facts.
Tattoo shops eat the day up. For those in a tattoo scene, it's tradition for to select tattoo shops to offer special deals for flash tattoos when the legendary day rolls around. I didn't know that. I didn't know it was very popular to get a tattoo on the 13th of Friday. This Friday
wow.
starting, yeah. So if you want a tattoo, you can run out there and get one, I'm sure. Then this article is on USA Today. It's unclear when Friday and the number 13 became linked in the way we think of them today. So there are no mentions of Friday the 13th before the 19th century. So you can largely blame your family for passing on the superstition of the day. Research shows that for some people it doesn't matter if they're knowing having a 666 license plate or staying on the 13th floor of a hotel means nothing. They want to exercise superstition or be influenced by it, even if it's irrational. Okay, then they said in Las Vegas, Friday the 13th themed weddings are available. So you can have zombies, vampires, Rocky Horror themed ceremonies. And I'm sure people do that. I'm sure a lot of people do that. They're into that stuff. Black cats, they do associate black cats, of course, with Friday the 13th, too. All right, here's some of the celebrities born today. Darius Rucker, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. Ooh.
Oh, wow. Didn't one of them just get married? I think Ashley
really?
Just got married. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
They some, you know, they some, they look older than what they should. I know that. Julius Louis Dreyfus. She's from Seinfeld. I like her. Skimmy, Buscemi. Yeah, B-U-S-C-E-M-I, Buscemi.
Yeah.
Kate Walsh, Kat Dennings, and Peter Tork. Peter Tork was with the Monkees. Oh, they look cute right there.
Oh, Peter York.
Peter Tork was the Jamaican dude then? I think Peter Tork is the Jamaican singer.
Probably so, because Peter York was with the Monkees.
Okay, yeah, York. Or Peter Tork, I remember that name. No, Peter Tork, he's the Monkees.
That's not Jamaican.
Jamaican. Exactly. I know there's So Peter Tork is actually Peter.
Oh, I always thought his last name was York. Son of a gun. Okay.
I just looked him up. All right, let's get into. Let me see. Layla, you're just listening, you didn't log into the chat room. You got to log in unless I need to refresh it. So you can answer this Freaky Friday question of the day. I see you, sis. I see you there. Now that song is stuck in my head.
Right, I may have to switch to T-Mobile, too, because I pay way too much for my AT&T.
Really? Yeah, AT&T will
make divorce
your money. I don't like AT&T.
I can't wait to get rid of them.
Yeah, and I'm thinking all of the providers should have a senior citizen, you know, I hate to say it, but a senior discount.
Yeah.
A senior program. We push you 50 and over.
I was thinking that as well.
Yeah. So you might want to ask AT&T what theirs is. If you're happy with their service, keep them, but see what the discount is.
Right.
But yeah, T-Mobile, I'll do it again. They should pay me for this promotion. Magenta, it's called the Magenta program, and it's only $25. And if you prepay it, you get $5 off. So if you set up, you know, prepay, it's really only paying $20.
Right.
So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, even AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm gonna find my way out. I'm just tired of them.
Yeah.
And T-Mobile has a lot of perks too.
Yeah, they
Netflix
do.
And T-Mobile Tuesdays and get HBO Max.
And they're pretty good if they make mistakes on the bills, because they know a lot of people don't really look at their bill. I know I'm one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Until I see something unusual, and then I'll go in and I'll do go over my bill. And if I see anything out of order, they don't have a problem, you know, correcting it.
This has been Freaky Friday, sponsored by T-Mobile. We got 2 minutes.
You know what? I'm going to call they ask. Just for that, we do only got 2 minutes. I'm going to call them and let's say, hey, listen, be one of our sponsors. All right, let me get this question out before we get down. I'm trying to go. Okay, if you had to take a shot for every time you thought it was true love, how drunk would you be, Juicy Lucy? Would you be A, safe to drive, B, word slurring, tipsy, C, in need of a designated driver, or D, wake up the next day and see 48 outgoing calls to your ex drunk.
Yeah, I would be knocked the heck out and calling numbness. I mean, one of my exes.
Oh, okay. So D, wake up the next day and see 48 outgoing calls to your ex. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Make you weak at the knees. If you had to take a shot for every time you thought it was true love, how drunk would you be? A, safe to drive, word slurring, tipsy, C, in need of a designated driver, D, wake up the next day, and C, 48 outgoing calls to your ex, drunk.
I thought it'd be safe to drive.
Safe to drive? Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Zoila is not here. Me, myself, I would probably say word slurring, tipsy.